IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is IRIB English Radio's Viewpoints. I am Hadi Saravi, your host. In the journey of our everyday life, we humans are faced with different tasks to revalue and reshape ourselves. Sometimes we do great and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we fail and there are times we succeed. And by doing so, we move on to the next stage. But there are some special days and months which are of utmost value. Days that are all gain and progress. Days that are so unique that even every breath counts. If and if you truly do your best to stay on the path to please the mighty Allah. On today's episode, we're going to talk about Ramadan al-Kareem and some issues relating to its precious moments. Here in the studio, I'm, like always, accompanied by Brother Ali. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much. And it's a great pleasure to be here.
This is great to have you here. And also, you know, on my right, I have Dr. Rouhani. Thank you for being here.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This is great to see you again.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Okay, so, with this introduction, you may know that we're going to talk about Ramadan. And it's a very precious time. I would like to start from Brother Ali. Why is this month so precious? Let's help us understand the values of this month.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Fasting or Sawm is one of the obligatory actions or obligatory deeds that has been decreed on human beings, not only in our own religion, that is Al-Islam, but even in previous religions as well. So it has been in Christianity, in Judaism, and in even non-Abrahamic religions, they have some actually actions of worship like fasting. They try to fast in some
certain
days.
Every religion has some sorts of...
Even Quran itself has said that كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ يَا يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And this will lead to taqwa, piety. The output, the fruit of it would be piety. So it seems that it is not an ordinary, an ordinary act of worship that we can ignore it very easily. No, it is very important that has been legislated, has been ordered to other religions, and they have been taking it firm, and they have been doing it and practicing it in their own times, in different, even today, in Christianity and Judaism, they have some certain days. Though it is not that well mentioned in Torah and Bible in the way that has been, since they have been distorted, so they are not written and well explained in the same manner that it has been practiced in early times. But I want to emphasize that it was among the wajibat and obligatory actions that has been ordered and decreed and also practiced in other religions. It shows its importance.
Mm-hmm. So it has a great history.
Definitely.
It has been practiced in different parts of the world and through history.
Definitely. And even its legislation in Islam itself is really interesting. First, people were not allowed to eat anything, even again, right after the iftar. And later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave another opportunity to Muslims, though even it was supposed to be here, like what has been said and ordered later on. But there were some lessons inside it to tell the Muslims that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the difficulties of this, but difficulties of this act of worship, but it has some benefits for you. So fasting, all in all, has lots of benefits and lots of
So hold on for a moment. Let's continue with Mr. Rouhani and to hear from him as well. So what are the things, Brother Ali talked about the history, the rich history, that is, it's a universality of this, you know, practice, I mean, fasting in this during this month, and the rich history it has. It has been practiced by many people different in different parts of the world, in different ways and the manners, and its usage in different cultures. So help us understand a little about the history of it, the importance of it, and add some shed on it.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As it was rightly mentioned, this fasting in the holy month of Ramadan is not only limited or restricted to Islam and Muslims, but also in other religions, in the previous religions, also in the ancient religions. We have had the kind of fasting and in other religions and other cultures as well. You know, I think it is because of this that mankind naturally desired towards a kind of sound sort of health, sound kind of life, and let's say healthy kind of life and lifestyle. So it is based on a kind of purification that we must be always try to purify ourselves in terms of bodily purification and also spiritually and solely kind of purification. So that's why if even we go back to the ancient religions, to the ancient, let's say, civilizations and cultures, in all of those cultures and civilizations, we see that the people try their best to live purely in this world. So this pure life or clean kind of life is one of the things that man naturally are desirous towards this kind of life. So it is something that is in line with our nature, fasting or purifying ourselves. Purification is something that is we are naturally desired toward it. So that's why this hukm of Islam is something completely in accordance or in harmony with the with our natural desires. Mm-hmm. Since Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with this nature, and He knows best that whatever programs, whatever, let's say, rulings, whatever lifestyle that should be suggested to the mankind, it should be in line with the nature of mankind. But of course, when it comes to Islamic kind of fasting that we have, particularly in the holy month of Ramadan, though we have recommended kind of fastings in the other days of the months of the years, but of course, it becomes wajib and obligatory on Muslims on condition that they are not sick, they are not traveling, on they are not, for example, old, very old, not to tolerate fasting, for example. So in this kind of case, it is a kind of, we can say, practice or exercises that people should perform to purify themselves from bad, let's say, actions, bad deeds, bad mindsets, bad, let's say, desires, bad deeds. These are the things that we must do. It is a kind of a very good kind of practice for us that we should find that, okay, how can we purify both our soul, our spirit, I mean spiritual purification and also bodily purification. This is what we naturally desire toward this, and it's not only for Muslims. Everybody can practice some kind of self-controlling sometimes to understand that he has this capacity, this capability to improve his personality, to improve the moral standards for himself.
Exactly, you know, as you both mentioned, Ramadan and practicing its rituals have different types of different kinds of benefits for our body. And you mentioned the, you know, some of them are related to health, mental health, physical health, and also the. There are different aspects of it. Let's talk about another part of it. It's the society, the social aspect of, because as we are human beings, we are living in a society, we live in groups, and this is one of the aspects of our lives, which is very important. Help us understand a little about the things, you know, that it has. I mean, these days, we most of the time we are in our lives, most of the time we're dealing with people, we're communicating, and in this communication, we take some of the effects we take comes from this holy month of Ramadan. Let's talk about the things, the dynamics of these times, what happens, how people change, and what the effects of Ramadan on people's behavior, types of connections, and socializing.
Well, good question, because Ramadan is known, in the words of the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is known as the huwa shahrul mawasat. It is the month of accompanying those who are in torture, in problem, in trouble. Mm.
Yep.
So this is, I think, a social clue that gives us that in the month of Ramadan we can sense the difficulties, the thirst, and the hunger of those who are thirsty and hungry.
Mm.
From the other side, we can see again, we can feel, based on the narrations, we can feel and sense even the thirst and hunger, and we can first experience, I mean, what will be waiting for us, inshallah, in the Day of Judgment, because we are going to feel and sense at least the thirst and hunger of the Day of Judgment. But as for the societal level of it, we can understand those who are in poverty, those whose social condition are not in a state, I mean, in a level that they can actually earn well, and they have some problems due to any factor that we cannot talk about them now. So at least we can feel what they are tolerating. From another side, when in an Islamic society, majority of the people are fasting, those who are not fasting, even they try to tune themselves with those, believers, because at least some people do not care they are indifferent towards this issue.
Mm-hmm.
But the experience and the records of the records of some researchers show that even those who are not fasting, at least they have no belief, due to some sickness or disease, they are not able to be fasting.
Mm-hmm. They're not experiencing it themselves.
They try to respect those who are fasting, and they try not to, do something in order to.
And it's a self-control.
Definitely. So it's a social, we can call it a social self-control rather than a personal.
Exactly.
Because here we're not talking about, personal aspects, personal benefits of fasting, which is, actually strengthen spirit of human and the soul. But here, a social spiritual environment is going to shape and happen.
And this is very interesting to imagine it.
Very true.
Ramadan is a month to recover, to return to Allah. This month is very special, not only to believers, but also to those of us who look for an excuse to come back and return. It's a very special feast, a shortcut to gain, and with gain, there can't be no pain. This pain can be the sweetest one, mixed with love toward the mighty Allah. This wraps up today's episode. May the mighty Allah bless you all.
أمتي شفعة أنا لها